Prologue. Michael. It's a shame we couldn't afford a detached property with a huge garden. But this part of Westbridge was at least more respectable than others within our budget. I didn't like being sandwiched by neighbours and overlooked by strangers, but I had a dream for something bigger and better. All I had to do was stick to the plan. All Jenny had to do was believe in me. We had visited the property twice before, deciding it was the perfect home for us. I took care of arranging the mortgage with the best rates because I'm better with the finances than Jenny. All she had to do was sign on the dotted lines. I liked to keep everything organised, the skills of being an accountant, while Jenny could concentrate on being a great mother and a loving wife. This was meant to be the start of our new life together. I was genuinely happy too. We both were. I thought our lives from that moment onwards would only get better. Jenny fell in love with our new home the second she walked inside. I set up a surprise for her in the master bedroom after I collected the keys. A woolen blanket on the floor, a picnic basket filled with goodies from our favourite bakery, and a spectacular bouquet of flowers. I used to buy Jenny flowers every payday to show her how much I cared, how much she meant to me. I was her loyal husband, a father that Daniel could look up to, and the head of my own family. I had responsibilities that empowered me to become successful. "It feels like home already," she told me as we sat upstairs in the master bedroom. I knew Jenny liked surprises. "It's perfect for us. A whole new chapter in our lives. I love it." I remember smiling at Jenny and wrapping my arms around her. I was lucky to have her by my side. I was proud of her. The musty smell from the carpets hit me. This property needed some minor modernization improvements and painting throughout. Already, as I looked around the rooms, I could easily picture us living here. The commute.